The Hohenfels were part of our history. I knew their deeds as well as those of Scipio Africanus or Hannibal or Caesar. And here, only a foot or two away, sat a member of this illustrious Schwabian family, sharing the same classroom with me. Who was I to dare to talk to him? What could I, son of a Jewish doctor, grandson and great-grandson of a rabbi, and of a line of small merchants and cattle dealers, offer this golden-haired boy whose very name filled me with such awe? How would he, in all his glory, ever be able to understand my shyness, my suspicious pride, and my fear of being hurt? What had he, Count Conradin von Hohenfels, in common with me, Hans Schwartz, so wanting in self-assurance and fashionable graces?